You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, January 21st, a twofer Thursday in the heart of Big Ten basketball. Two great games tonight featuring the fourth-ranked team in the country, the Iowa Hawkeyes, hosting Indiana. We also have Penn State and Rutgers. We will talk with Kevin McGuire of Locked On Nittany Lions about where that Penn State basketball program stands at the moment, playing two games coming off of some COVID issues in Happy Valley. But first, we start with the highest-ranked team in all of the Big Ten Conference, the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes on a five-game winning streak. And here to tell us what is working so well for those guys down in Iowa City is the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, our good friend here on this program. It is Andrew Wade, a social media stellar superstar who is running things at the Locked On Podcast Network. Andrew, it is so great to see you. Look how emphatic I am in my introduction of you on this two for Thursday.
Yeah, but like now you're just lying. Like, I just want you to tell the truth and be appreciative. Just tell the truth. Like, oh, Andrew Wade, he's a nice guy and he's all right at his job and he does an okay job talking sometimes. And
I'd be I disagree with that. I think you do a great job. I think you are a beat and a pulse of the Iowa community, especially now as we are in basketball season.
I mean, the social media thing was just a little too much, but man, yeah. It's good to be here. I'm excited for this game. I'm excited to watch Iowa just destroy Indiana tonight.
And we'll get into the prediction for the game against the Hoosiers a little bit later. But Iowa has won five straight games. Yeah, I'm sure. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that one. And you have such an affinity for Indiana on this show, as you've expressed in past episodes. That was football season. This is basketball season. But still, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on tonight's matchup against the Hoosiers. Anyway, Iowa themselves have won five straight games. Four of the five have been by double digits. And over these last three games, the average winning margin has been by 20 points for those Iowa Hawkeyes. What is clicking right now in Iowa City for Fran McCaffrey's group?
Yeah, so there's two things. Probably three things. Jordan Bohannon is hot. I mean, Jordan Bohannon is back to the Jordan Bohannon that we all
like. His shooting, right? He's got good style, but you're saying his on the floor, he's
I mean,
hot.
Honestly, the whole Iowa Hawkeye team has decent style. I mean, dude, their haircuts are so fresh. They're always like freshly faded and pretty. I mean, they're a good looking team, man. But Jordan Bohannon's shooting is back. Obviously, he struggled early on in the season, but he has that confidence now. He has that bravado, which is what we've known and loved. The fact that a team can come down and they can score 10 points unanswered. Jordan Bohannon gets the ball. He dribbles down the court, shoots a transition three, 5 feet behind the arc and drains it and just stares. Like, yeah, that's right. I'm Jordan Bohannon. I mean, that kind of confidence can help you. Secondly, Fran has been more willing to go to his bench very quickly. So his first stringers, I don't understand what it is, but they don't come out very inspired early on in the game. It seems like a couple times, at least the last five games, they haven't come out as inspired as you would like them to defensively. And they let a few open shots happen. Northwestern was a good example of this. The game was tied and he was willing to make changes. He puts in Keegan Murray. He puts in Patrick, Jack Nungy. He puts in Patrick McCaffrey. And those guys bring more energy defensively and they're willing to get into passing lanes. I actually did this on the show yesterday, but Keegan Murray, in my opinion, should be up for sixth man of the year for the Big Ten because of what he does defensively. He's top 20 in steals, rebounds, blocks. The dude only plays 15 minutes a night and he's a true freshman. So, I mean, to me, that's one of the things that's been working really well. And then third and finally, they're just shooting the ball really well across the entire team. I mean, Iowa is unbeatable most nights with just Luka Garza. Right. So most teams you're going to win if you just have Luka Garza. Now you add Jordan Bohannon. But if you can get one other guy that can hit threes relatively successfully, CJ Frederick shooting over 50%, Joe Wieskamp shooting over 40%. When you have those guys, one of them shooting as well as Jordan, it's hard to beat that team, regardless of how well you play offensively and regardless of how bad Iowa plays defensively in that game.
So if you are not the greatest social media follow in the world, you know who is? Jordan Bohannon. He is electric on Twitter. On Tuesday, he was detailing a circumstance he had on campus in Iowa City. His car had a flat tire. He was getting a parking ticket. The person was asking him to move his car. He was saying, how do you want me to move my car if it has a flat tire? I can't do anything about it. And he's on campus right now in Iowa City, still balling out for the Hawkeyes. So it seems like you're fond of where the depth is right now. And I want to echo that point. You have four players right now on this Iowa team, including Luka Garza, averaging double digits. If you round up for CJ Frederick, he's averaging 9.8 points per game. We'll call that double figures. That's 10 points. In this recent five-game winning streak, they have had at least three players score in double figures throughout these five wins. Is the depth where you want it to be right now for this Iowa team to be successful come March and hopefully into April?
Oh, 100%. So I was actually just recording with Jack. Is it Jack Grossman? Is that his last name?
For Indiana, yes, it is. Indiana, our Indiana football expert on this podcast. Yes, great guy.
He joined me to talk about basketball as well. And he mentioned that Iowa got destroyed by Indiana last year. Not destroyed is a rough term. They lost by double digits, but they lost to Indiana last year. And he's like, you know, our game plan was to defend the perimeter and make, you know, let Luka Garza beat us, whatever. I went back to that game and it reminded me of how bad our depth was. We didn't have Jordan Bohannon in the starting lineup. Riley Till, you know, we had Austin Ash. We have Ryan Kreener and Cordell Pemsel and Bakar Evelyn. I mean, that was our depth. And now it has completely changed and it has gotten significantly better. So the depth is where I want it to be. But more importantly, Fran McCaffrey has been pulling all of the right triggers and pushing all of the right buttons when it comes to lineups. And that has been one of my biggest concerns in the past couple of years is when you have too many players that can play, he doesn't really do a good job of rotating them in. And we even saw that early in the season where he put certain lineups in and offensively, they just couldn't get it going, which hurts. You need a team that can score offensively, but they're starting to figure their stuff out. And his lineup combinations are very good with his depth players.
So depth was a concern in the past, but right now Iowa on a 5-game winning streak, and obviously their sights are set on a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Does anything concern you about where this team is right now?
It's tough for me to point out a big concern. I think defensively, they're always going to be one of the weaker, if not the weakest teams in the Big Ten. So that's definitely something you can mark as a concern. One of the things I've been noticing, though, too, is it's also tough to be a strong defensive team when you're just running all the time. I mean, you're just constantly pushing the tempo and getting up the court. You're going to give up a few shots here and there. I do think there are lapses in defensive energy, though. When they get them into a half court game, Iowa's defense sometimes struggles. It seems like they're just not completely engaged. And so that to me is probably the biggest concern. I think if you're playing a Gonzaga, if we were to get them again right now, I think we could beat them due to our shooting and the fact that it was such a bad shooting game against Gonzaga. I mean, we had one of the worst shooting
South Dakota. That does it to people.
South Dakota's terrible. Sorry, everyone out there that's from South Dakota.
Yeah, if there's any Big Ten listeners in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or the great state of South Dakota in general, disavow what Andrew Wade just said.
Yeah, I didn't mean to diss your state, but it isn't very good. But Iowa didn't shoot very well against Gonzaga. They're a better shooting team now, but I think when you're playing a Gonzaga, you need to bring the intensity defensively 40 minutes, not none of this 25 minutes, not none of this 35 minutes. You can't let them go on runs. You need to keep them in the game, and I think that's probably my biggest concern if I had one.
The defense will always be a question mark, at least a small question mark for this Iowa Hawkeyes team. No Big Ten champion has ever won the league crown after finishing outside of the top six in defensive efficiency rankings within the conference. Iowa finished 10th last year, 14th the year before. They are 7th right now, so right on that border. And as I've said a few times in the past recent episodes of this podcast, if Iowa's offense is going to score 85, 90, 95 a night, who cares if they give up 75 or 80? It's not going to matter, and Iowa can still win decisively. Here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, on 2 for Thursday, we bring the information you need from two different sources right to you. It's easy. It's convenient. That's the same thing you can find at rockauto.com. Convenient self-service at your home, on your computer, wherever you need it to be to get the best parts you need for your automobile or your truck. Rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. 20 years. That's experience. That's something you can trust. That's what we do here on 2 for Thursday. Guys, you can trust, information you can trust. That's the same at rockauto.com. And they have everything that you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whatever it is, whatever you need, you can get it in a few clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. And the best thing about it is the prices, because they're always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts at a body shop or go to a mechanic who is going to charge you up the wazoo? You don't need to do that at rockauto.com. So when you go to rockauto.com to see all the parts available for your car or truck, write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Big Ten podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Ooh, the jingle is good. The jingle is good on this 2 for Thursday. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. And on this two for Thursday, we get you set for two Big Ten basketball games tonight. Rutgers on the road visiting Penn State, Indiana on the road visiting fourth ranked Iowa. We're talking with Locked On Hawkeyes' Andrew Wade right now, where we'll be talking with Locked On Nittany Lions' Kevin McGuire in just a bit. And betting on Big Ten basketball doesn't have to be a guessing game, especially if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. I hope and I think today's Locked On Bets might have a Big Ten play in there for you. My best play of the day, for what it's worth, Iowa minus 10.5. I would also take Rutgers to snap a losing skid against a Penn State team. We'll dive into that matchup in just a minute. Regardless, make sure you subscribe to Locked On Bets, the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag. Get it wherever you get your favorite shows. Two for Thursday continues here, setting you up for a twofer of Big Ten basketball tonight. So as we turn our attention to tonight, a game on two for Thursday, the Indiana Hoosiers visit Carver Hawkeye and the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. No spread as of right now from our friends at betonline.ag. But as you listen to this on Thursday morning, what do you think? What do you think that margin is going to be? 9, 10, 10.5 in the favor of the Hawkeyes?
I'd probably say 10.5. And I'll be taking that all day. I'm putting money on that spread. As soon as it comes out, I'm putting a lot of money on Iowa to cover. And I'm going to tell you why. Do you mind if I tell you? Perfect.
No, I would like for you to tell me, yes.
Yes, this is, if I had to pick the most statistically appeasing game for Iowa, it is Indiana. Everything they do poorly fits perfectly with what Iowa doesn't do well, and everything they do well is just not going to work for Iowa. So, for example, Indiana's defense is one of their strong points, right? They like to slow the tempo down. They have a very solid defense. But I trust Iowa's offense up against any defense. They're going to score. That doesn't bother me at all. Now, when you look at what Indiana doesn't do well defending-wise, they don't defend three-pointers well. They are 201st in the nation defending the three-point shot. Well, that's going to be tough when Iowa has four guys, including your 6'11 National Player of the Year center, who's shooting 45% from three. It can be a little difficult to defend that, right? So to me, that's a very big omen for Iowa's offense to have a big day, in my personal opinion. Offensively, though, Indiana can't shoot behind the perimeter worth a darn. They are absolutely atrocious, 222nd in the nation in three-point shooting, 32.4%. That's Iowa's weakness here. They can't defend the perimeter that well, and Indiana can't do anything about it. And the other piece is Iowa has struggled, not lately. They've done a really good job of giving themselves better opportunities at second chance points as opposed to their opponents. Indiana is atrocious in offensive rebounding, 282nd in the nation. I talked about it with Jack. A lot of it has come down to the size that Indiana has. But if they're not going to give themselves second chance opportunities, that gives Iowa an even better opportunity to win. So again, I go back to the fact that Indiana's offense is perfect for Iowa's defense. Like, this is, Iowa should, in theory, have a very good defensive game against Indiana because it fits everything they do well and everything they do poorly. And offensively, Iowa can beat anyone's defense. I'm not worried about that. I don't care what kind of defense you throw out there. Iowa has the shooters and they have Luka Garza.
It pains me at times to know that Trace Jackson Davis will play on this IU team, because if he had one competent shooting guard from the perimeter, he would be even that much more effective, and he's still one of the best players in the conference, and as KenPom sees it, one of the best players in all of college basketball. So we're speaking with the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, Andrew Wade. We gave our best guesstimate of what the spread might be from our friends at betonline.ag between fourth-ranked Iowa and Indiana tonight. You said if it's 10, 11, you're taking in Iowa, you're hammering the Hawkeyes. I'm not going to share this out if they start off slowly and try to get you on Twitter this time. That was my mistake. I apologize to the good fans of those Iowa Hawkeyes. But as Andrew Wade sees it, if you had to give us a ballpark score prediction for tonight's game on two for Thursday, what would it be between Iowa and Indiana?
I would say probably 90-73.
I mean,
Iowa just, they're going to score. I mean, unless they come out and they can't hit the broadside of a barn shooting. And even then, I still think they win, but they have just been so hot. And I just don't see an opportunity where they're not. They're going to get a lot of open looks, I think, shooting from three, especially with Luka Garza. What Indiana tried to do was stop three-point shooters, but Iowa has the ability to drive a little bit more, and they have more of those three-point shooters. And then obviously Luka Garza has continued to get better. But I think 90-73 is my prediction. I'm literally taking anything up to 15 points on this game.
Andrew Wade, the first time we ever spoke on this Locked On Big Ten podcast was back during the basketball season last year, the final week. And I was asking you about Luka Garza in the National Player of the Year race against Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin would be the guy that got it. Luka Garza, though, the Big Ten Player of the Year. As we look at this year, in the 2020-2021 basketball season, Luka Garza averaging 27 points a game, pretty much 9 rebounds, shooting 63% from the field, from two-point percentage, and you said 43% from deep range. Is Luka Garza the National Player of the Year in college basketball this year?
Yeah, I just did a show yesterday where I gave my predictions of who should be where, and I gave like the statistics why and why I think them. For Luka Garza, I just said Big Ten Player of the Year, National Player of the Year, first team all unanimous All-American. That's it. I don't got to talk about it. And I just went on, because if he isn't, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. More so than I did when Keith Duncan didn't win the Lou Groza. I will forever hate Rodrigo Blankenship. I hate him. I will never like him. When he misses field goals, it brings me happiness and joy, because Keith Duncan should have won that Lou Groza award. And if Luka Garza doesn't get the National Player of the Year, you do not want to listen. If you don't like people ranting, do not listen to my show for at least a week, because I'm going to be livid.
Are we going to the Naismith Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, and we're going to kind of pick it outside and let them know that Luka Garza should have won the National Player of the Year?
Let's organize it.
We'll get the big peacock fly in there too, and we'll get Frank Garza with us. I think we could have a motley crew showing up at the doors of the Naismith Hall of Fame. But I think Luka Garza will be the National Player of the Year when all is said and done in college basketball this season. Enjoy it while it lasts, folks, because he only has like 10, 11 more games in Big Ten basketball before he leaves his mark on the incredible legacy in Iowa City. A guy that always leaves his mark on this podcast, the Locked On Big Ten show, and especially on Two for Thursday, Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, joining us to talk all things Iowa basketball about midway through the Big Ten hoop season. Andrew, always a pleasure. I love seeing your face. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely, man. Glad you could see it with my glasses on today.
And our second guest on this Two for Thursday is a man that has not been on this podcast in far too long, in my humble opinion. It is Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, joining us to talk a little Penn State basketball. And Kevin, for a lot of the people on this show, this is almost an introduction of sorts to the Nittany Lions in this Big Ten basketball season, as Penn State was on pause due to COVID issues since the end of December. But now they're back. They're gearing up to play 3 games in a 5-day stretch, including tonight hosting the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. It's great to have you back on the podcast to hear a little bit about what's happening in State College when it comes to that basketball team.
Yeah, Ben, first of all, thank you so much for having me back on. It's been far too long. I'm happy to be here sharing whatever expertise I can possibly lend about Penn State basketball. I admit it's not my forte, but I try to give you the best I possibly can. And there is no underlying way to say that this has been a very weird year for Penn State athletics. Going back to the football season and now continuing with the basketball season, it's been very tough. And yeah, I think one of the biggest problems you have when you have so many layoffs that come out of nowhere is, what do you expect from this team? And that's going to be a big question, because now they have to go through a gauntlet here. Like you mentioned, they're going to have to play a bunch of games in so many days. It's going to be tough. And I think it's going to be a very good challenge for a Penn State team that is really looking to get off the schneid here. So there's a lot of room for improvement, I think, for Penn State basketball. That seems to be an annual story with this program. It's kind of disappointing, because they were in a pretty good spot last year. And certainly a year later, basically here we are. And this is a program that's still scuffling and trying to find its way.
When we get to this point of January, there is so many sports going on. The NFL is in conference championship weekend, the AFC title game between the Bills and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes back at practice, still under concussion protocol. I bet you didn't think you could get NFL updates here on the Locked On Big Ten show, but you can. The NFC championship game between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and Tom Brady in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is coming up on Sunday. We also have college basketball, Big Ten basketball in the thick of it. The NBA season is underway. So is the NHL season. And if you want to get in on the action, there's only one place that has you covered for each and every bit of it, and one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That place is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus. As we focus on Big Ten basketball on this Two for Thursday, 2 games, and we know both the spreads as of right now. Rutgers, a 1-point underdog on the road visiting Penn State. We hear Kevin McGuire's prediction for that game coming up in our final segment. And you heard Andrew Wade and I talk about what we thought the presumptive spread would be between IU and Iowa. We were right on the dot. It's at 10.5. The Hawkeyes favored at home by 10.5 inside Carver Hawkeye. That's how good Andrew Wade and I are. That's how good myself and Kevin McGuire are. That's what you can get here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That's what you get at betonline.ag. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This is Two for Thursday on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. But if you're a fan of college athletics, whether it be college basketball, college football, whatever it may be, make sure to give a listen to some of the other great conference shows we have on the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel. We have Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy. We have Locked On Big 12 with Josh Neighbors. Two great guys giving you great insight each and every day around their respective leagues. Are they doing Two for Thursdays? I'm not quite sure, but I know that the information they give you is spot on always. Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy. Locked On Big 12 with Josh Neighbors. Make sure to give a listen to the other conference shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. We continue Two for Thursday here on Locked On Big 10 with Locked On Nittany Lions, Kevin McGuire. By the way, I think you always lend great expertise when it comes to anything involving Penn State athletics, so I trust in you fully. But you bring up a great point about last year. The 2019-20 season was one with historic aspirations for that Penn State basketball team. They finished the year 21-10 throughout the regular season, earned the sixth seed in the Big 10 tournament before that unfortunately got canceled. They had some very high hopes to get back to the big dance, to make a splash into March. This year, it's been a little bit of a struggle. 3-6 overall, 0-5 so far in Big Ten play. Like we mentioned, tonight will be their third game in 5 days. They'll play a fourth game in 7 days when they take on the Wildcats of Northwestern this upcoming Saturday. What has it been like for this team gearing up again after that long layoff due to the COVID issues within their program?
Yeah, like I said, you're kind of sluggish. And I think that's one of the big questions about how quickly can they get their basketball legs back in, you know, basketball shape. And yeah, even though you're in pauses from your schedule, you're still going through some sort of routine. It may not be quite as demanding as what you typically expect this time of year. So there's a lot of questions to go and play here. And for a program, like I said, it's still trying to find its way, still trying to figure out its identity in many respects, and trying to find ways to win ball games, because they have played some good basketball here and there. They've had leads in, I think, every game they've played this year, but they can't manage to hold on to some of those leads. So it's still kind of learning. It's still kind of growing. And, you know, that's a tough spot to be in when you're going through a pandemic as well, and you're getting curveballs thrown your way. And there could still be more before this season said and done. So, I think there's potential for Penn State basketball to improve. I don't know how quickly we see that, but I do think that, like I said, it's a growing experience. It's a learning experience. There's a lot of growth to be had here with this Penn State program.
See, there's that knowledge already kicking in, leading into my next question, because I was going to ask what you think the potential of this team is, because despite the record and the 5-game losing skid they find themselves in right now, according to a lot of national metrics, Penn State's not a bad basketball team. According to the smartest man in all of college basketball, Ken Pomeroy, he has them 48th in his efficiency ratings, the net rankings that are used to make those selections on Selection Sunday for the March Madness tournament. Penn State finds themselves at 44th in the entire country. So what do you think this team can be if they get back to playing the type of basketball they want to be playing?
There's no question. They can win some ball games. And I'm not saying that they're going to be a team that comes out and, you know, hits their stride and all of a sudden they're going to make a run for a Big Ten championship. It's far from that. But this is certainly a team that can play better and can improve their position. If we're having a Big Ten tournament this year, I think that they can get into the top half. It's going to be a lot of work to get there, but I still think that there's a path to get in there and, you know, avoid one of those early games in that Big Ten tournament where they typically are most years. So I do think that if they can, you know, find a way to secure some of these wins, and, you know, they've got a home schedule that's going to maybe help them out a little bit along the way, maybe they can, you know, kind of get back into a rhythm there. If they string together a couple of wins, all of a sudden they feel a little bit more confident. They feel a little bit better about what they're doing on the court. They find out that they can win games and they know what it takes to finish games off. So that is the big hurdle that they're trying to clear right now. So if they do that, they can salvage the season a little bit and at least, you know, finish around 500, maybe, I guess. I don't really know exactly what the ceiling is at this point, but I do think that there's a lot of pride in this program. It's tough to see sometimes, especially from outside, because this is not a basketball school by any stretch of the imagination. So trying to build that pride and build that foundation, it's been something that's been going on for a while now, and they're still trying to do that right now, piece by piece.
Jim Ferry and company are taking some lumps right now as they return from the COVID pause within their program. But I think it's just got to be great for them just to be playing basketball again, to be able to get out of their rooms, to practice, to have that camaraderie along the team. And another bright spot for Penn State so far this season has been Myron Jones, averaging nearly 16 points a game. That's eighth in the Big Ten Conference. What has impressed you about his game so far?
He is the guy that they can rely on, and they desperately need a player like that. So I think having him play the way that he has, they obviously need to help, give him some help around them. They need a supporting cast, and that's been one of the things. You know, Penn State, they will have a good player here and there, but what do you put around him? So he can carry the team, and he's going to be able to carry them to a couple wins here and there. But again, if they are going to do anything, they need to give him a little bit more support, because it can't be all Myron Jones every game out there. They need to find a way to try to take some of the pressure off of him. But obviously, having him on the court certainly gives them a much better chance than rather not having him.
And Penn State tries to get off that losing skid tonight. They face a Rutgers team that also has not fared as of well lately. Rutgers has lost four straight games. Penn State has lost five, but Vegas sees it in the favor of the Nittany Lions. Penn State, a 1-point favorite right now, according to our good friends at betonline.ag. Kevin, do you have anything you're looking forward to in this matchup, or maybe even a prediction for us about how things will result on Two for Thursday?
I'm not really going to break down this game, but I do think that Penn State is due. And I think that you know, the line's probably telling me something. So I go into this matchup thinking that Rutgers is a pretty good program. There's no question about that. Like you said, they have hit their little bit of a wall as well. But I think Penn State's due. I think this has to be a game where they finally find something to go their way. They get a couple of those breaks to go their way. What was that spread that you said? Penn State's a
Penn
one.
Penn State minus one. Yeah. Minus one.
All right. Favorite. I'm going to take that, and I think that Penn State will cover it. So there you go. I'm here. That's my prediction right here. Penn State's going to cover the spread with a victory.
Kevin McGuire, I absolutely love it. We put you on the spot with some basketball knowledge, and you came through and you delivered today to end out our Two for Thursday. That's why I know I can always count on you, Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me, Ben.
So many thanks to both of my guests on this Two for Thursday, getting you ready for a two for a doubleheader of Big Ten basketball tonight, Rutgers and Penn State, Indiana and Iowa. So it was Locked On Hawkeyes' Andrew Wade joining us to preview that game between the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes and Indiana. And it was Locked On Nittany Lions' Kevin McGuire here to give us the insight on Penn State basketball as they get ready to host Rutgers this evening. I'm a little bit mad at myself, though. As this was the first time I had spoken to Kevin McGuire in quite some time, I forgot to ask him a football question. I needed to hear his thoughts on the offensive coordinator, Mike Yurcich, taking over in Happy Valley after Kirk Ciarrocca was just there for 1 year and then let go by James Franklin. Dang it. It's a question that's been on my mind now for a couple of weeks, what they're doing with that offensive scheme in Happy Valley. I guess another time. As we're talking Big Ten football on this quick pause from Big Ten basketball, Northwestern picked up a huge transfer on Tuesday. South Carolina's Ryan Helinski, the quarterback, transferring to Evanston. He looks to be the guy to replace the other grad transfer who just left, Peyton Ramsey. A huge pickup for Northwestern football, getting Ryan Helinski from South Carolina to be possibly their next starting quarterback by the time we get to the 2021 college football season. But we are in the thick, in the heart of Big Ten basketball. That is our focus. That is what we had here on this Two for Thursday. And coming up on tomorrow's episode, a full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball. Five great games. We will give you our predictions. A huge ranked matchup between 10th ranked Wisconsin and 15th ranked Ohio State. A great one tomorrow night between Michigan and Purdue at Mackey. So many great games this weekend of Big Ten basketball. A full weekend preview with picks, predictions, all of that against the spread, whatever it may be, coming on tomorrow's podcast. But today was Two for Thursday, and until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Two for Thursday.